Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday night cheer for Parshas Bereishis, a new beginning, a new cycle of the yearly Kriyas Torah. I hope everyone had enjoyable Sukkot and Shmirat Tzeres, Simchas Torah, etc. And we'll begin again, as I said, with Chumash Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis. And I want to speak about something relating to Shabbos this evening, specifically a question relating to the Nusach HaBrocha in the Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. Those who pay attention, look at the different Siddurim, you'll see the different Menhagim, that right before the conclusion of the Bracha, of the, it's known as the Bracha of Kedushas Hayom on Shabbos, the paragraph begins, Elakenu Elakenu Vaseinu, Ritzeivim Nuchasenu, Kachenu Mitzasech, etc. And then right before the conclusion of that Bracha, which of course ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, we have a phrase, V'yonuchu blank Yisrael Mekadesh Shemecha. Some say, V'yonuchu blank, Kol Yisrael Mekadesh Shemecha. Question, what's in that blank? And many Siddurim say that, or indicate that it depends whether you're davening Maariv, Shachris Musaf, or Mincha. At Maariv, it says, in many Siddurim, V'yonuchu voh Yisrael Mekadesh Shemecha. By Shachris and Musaf, it says, V'yonuchu voh Yisrael Mekadesh Shemecha. And by Mincha, it says, V'yonuchu vom. There are different uschos and so on. But the question is, why is the pronoun there change? The reference is to Shabbos. So how come, and sometimes it says vo, sometimes it says vo, sometimes it says vom, and it shifts from tefillah to tefillah. So that's what I'd like to look at a little bit this evening. Obviously, the word vo is Lashon Nekeva. Vo is Lashon Zohar. Vom is plural, also Lashon Zohar, although it can mean Nekeva, also in a group. So it's a, you know, it's a plural form. So what exactly is the difference, you know, between these nuschos, and why would it switch? Why would it shift? What does it matter whether we're davening? Again, the beginning of each of those brachas varies from the tefillos of Shabbos. So Friday night tefillah begins Atah Kidash Yom HaShvi'i Shmecha, and Shabbos morning begins Yismach Moshe, and when Musaf Tikkun Shabbos, Musaf Tikkun Shabbos, Minchas Atah Echad. But the concluding paragraph is the same by all the tefillos. Elokeinu Melekeinu Vaseinu Ritzeivim Nuchasenu. On the bracha that ends, Brachat Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos, is the same for all of the tefillos, and therefore we wonder why that phrase immediately before Baruchat Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos is sometimes read V'yonuchu Vo, sometimes V'yonuchu Vo, sometimes V'yonuchu Vom, again, according to various different. And Hagen will look a little bit at that this evening. Again, I apologize, I don't have my Makaris sheets, but I'll refer to them, and you can check them out afterwards if you like. If you look here in our segment, Parshas Bereishis, when Shabbos is obviously introduced for the very first time in the Torah, so we read the following in Bereishis Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Vayichul Hashemayim V'aretz V'olam Tzvaam, right? There's a text for the Friday night Kiddush. We say this psukim before Kiddush. Vayichul Hashemayim V'aretz V'olam Tzvaam, Vayichal Elokim Ba'yom Shemelach Torah Asher Asah, Vayishbos Ba'yom Hashim Kol Melach Torah Asher Asah. And then Pasuk Gimel, Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i Vayikadesh Oso, right? The word referring to Shabbos, the Yom HaShvi'i, is Vayikadesh Oso, Loshon Zohar. Kivo Shavas Mikol Melach Torah Asher Baron Asos. On this day, on that day, Hashem rested from all the malachim. So therefore, it appears over here that Shabbos, while not referred to as Shabbos, is Vayikadesh Oso Kivo Shavas. Okay. Similarly, a little bit later in the Torah, the next time Shabbos is presented is in Parshas Beshalach, Shmos Perek Tezayin. This is when the mun falls. We know a double portion of mun fell on Friday. Nothing would fall on Shabbos. And they were told in Shmos Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Kof Hei, Moshe says, now you can eat the extra portion that fell yesterday today, because today is Shabbos. There will be no man in the field today. And Pasuk Chavav, Shabbos lo yeh bo. And again, the word bo is used. Now, it's interesting because in Bereishis, in our Sedra, one could explain away the use of the word bo by saying that it's not really referring, or it's referring to Shabbos, but the phrase is Yom HaShvi'i. Look back, you know, if you look, Parag Gimel, Parag Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Vayarachalim is Yom HaShvi'i, Vayikadesh Oso, you can say that the Oso is referring to the Yom HaShvi'i. Yom is Lashon Zohar, Yom is masculine. So, Vayikadesh Oso, Kivo Shabbos. But in the Pasuk of Parashat B'Shalach, it says, Vayom HaShvi'i Shabbos, Lo Yeh Bo. And again, maybe it's referring back to Yom HaShvi'i, but already the word Shabbos introduced, and we have the Lashon of Bo in Lashon Zohar. Shabbos lo yebo. On the other hand, in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph of Shmos, starting in Pasuk Yudbeis, psukim that we're familiar with, some of them from the Kiddush on Shabbos morning, where these psukim introduce the Kiddush. Paraglamid Aleph and Shmos Pazik Beis. Rama Shal Moshe Limor Vatod Daber Gimel Yud Gimel Vatod Daber when he said Limor Achas Shabbos Sosai Tishmaru Ki Os He Beini Uveinechem Lador Hashem Ladas Kenesh Mekadishchem. So here it says Os He, even though the word He is spelled with a vav, it's spelled more like it's read who. It's spelled like you read it who, but you read it He. Ki Os He. Okay, and again, the next pasuk Yudalit, Ushmartam Es Shabbos Ki Kodesh He Lochem and Mechalaleho. Okay, again, Loshen Akev Mechalaleho Mos Yumos Ki Kol Ose Bo Alocha Benin Chazad Hashem Yamel. Okay, pasuk Tezvav Sheishem Yasem Alocha and so on, and pasuk Tezayin B'Shomer Ben Yisrael Shabbos Lasos Es Shabbos Lasom B'Yisalom, and a pasuk Tezayin Beni Uvei Ben Yisrael Os He Leolam. So here Shabbos is referred to in Loshen Akev. Not as who, but as he. Okay? And so that's that'll be another example of where you have the Lashon Nekeva. In Parshas Emor, beginning of Parakhov Gimel of Sefer Vayikra, which we laid on the laid this section of Parshas Emor, those are the first 2 days of Sukkot. So it says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshele Emor, Dabrel Ben Yisrael Tel Em, Moed Hashem Hashem Dikos Amikogadar, Mikoy Kodesh Eile Emor, Adai, Parshas Gimel, Shei Shesom Tehesem Alachov, Moshi Shabbos Shabbos Om, Mikoy Kodesh, So in all those places, we have the word he describing Shabbos. So we have in different places in the Torah, Shabbos referred to in Lashon Zohar, Shabbos referred to in Lashon Nekeva. The truth is that this appears like that in the Gemara as well. Tosis sends it. There was a Gemara in Ksubas on Dav Heyam and Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing the fact of marriage and a chasen and kala being together for the first time on Shabbos. Again, the details aren't important, but that's why it's in the it's over there in the first paragraph of Masechet Ksubos. So it says over there, the Gemara says, you don't begin the wedding and the living together on Matzah Shabbos. There's a concern of cheshbonus, a person will be figuring out things on Shabbos and so on, calculating and making the wedding on Saturday night and so on. So Amar Abaye at the top of Ham and Alvin Ksubas, the cheshbonus shall mitzvahs miyasiri. What's the matter with making these cheshbonus? Has to do with a mitzvah, right? Or of chister v'mud, Amar Tzvayu cheshbonus shall mitzvah mutal achashem Shabbos, right? Now you look in Rashi. Ksubas Ham and Aleph Rashi Meshum Cheshbonos Shem Yichnos L'Motzoi Shabbos Yasas Suda B'Layla V'Yachshav B'Shabbos Ma'u Tzorach L'Hotzi Uksiv D'Abei Dover Reposing Yishai Perek Nerches. It says we're restricted on Shabbos not only from doing Malacha, even talking about things that we talk about on a weekday. That's for D'Abei Dover. So it's not proper on Shabbos to start doing all kinds of calculations. You know, the guy knows he's making a Suda on Motzoi Shabbos because that's where the wedding is. So you know, have all these figuring out what he's paying the caterer, what he's paying the florist, all these things, and that's not in the spirit of Shabbos. That's not allowed. But the Gemara asks, what do you mean? What's the problem? It's not figuring out your household expenses or calculating some kind of details of a business deal. Here you're trying to figure out a cheshbon shel mitzvah. So that's mutar on Shabbos. Amar Elazar, still in the Gemara, Amar Elazar, poskin stock on any Shabbos. You can calculate how much you give stock on Shabbos. You can come into shul and discuss communal needs on Shabbos. You can get together in different places to discuss matters relating to the tzibur on Shabbos. Okay. V'tana de'bei menashim meshadchin ala tinokos or tinokos leres b'Shabbos. You can figure out, things to do on Shabbos and to how to make a shidduch and so on. Balatinok lelamdo sefer lelamdo umnus, right? To figure out how much you're going to pay the tuition. How many, I guess you can talk about yeshiva tuition on Shabbos. I don't know. But figure out how much you're going to pay for the children to learn or lelamdo umnus to learn a trade and so on. All this is considered tzorchei mitzvah, and therefore it's mutter to think about these things on Shabbos. So what's wrong with making wedding plans on Shabbos? So Gemara concludes. Again, the details of this case is not our topic right now, but El Amr Zera Shem Yishchad Ben Ov. Says Rashi, what do you mean Shem Yishchad Ben Ov? B'Shabbos, L'Tzorach Motzei Shabbos, Yitaru V'Yishchad Shu Shabbos. You'll forget that it's Shabbos and you'll start actually doing things on Shabbos, which you need for the wedding on Motzei Shabbos. It's Enochanami, the cheshbonas, the calculations, and the figuring out the expenses. Those are the types of things you are indeed allowed to talk about on Shabbos. That wouldn't be a problem. But you can't actually do malacha, can't actually do things on Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, even if it's for a mitzvah. So therefore, that's the concern. The Gemara says, it's kind of a gzera. It's a gzera, Shema, Yishchat ben Of b'Shabbos. Okay, Rashi says, let's talk about Shabbos, and it'll be Torah, forget that it's Shabbos. So what's all this got to do with us? So Tosfos is there in Ksubas, of Ham and Aleph, Divrei Maaseh Shem Yishchat ben Of, Yesh Gorsim Bo Of. Shem Yishchot Bo. It's not a ben Of, like a little chick, okay, the son of a chicken, a little chicken, okay, but rather, Shem, not ben, but Shem Yishchot Bo Of. Your concern is you will on Shabbos, Bo, on Shabbos, you'll shecht the chicken. I'm not talking about size or what age the chicken is. You'll shecht poultry. You'll shecht something. You just go bo. So Tosa says, "Yesh gorsin bo off afal gav the Shabbos loshen the kevahi." Even though, what do you mean? If that were the correct gersa, it should say shem yishchot bo off beis hey. You'll shecht on it on Shabbos loshen the kevah. Shem yishchot bo off. How could you have a gersa shem yishchot bo off? So and Tosa says that was a gersa some had. Yesh gorsin bo off. I forgot the Shabbos and Kedoshim. The Kevi, the Chesiv Michalei Moshe Mas. That's the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa that we had before. Shmos Parak Lamed Aleph. Pasuk Yudalit said Michalei, right? That's Loshen the Kevi. The Tosa says no, because Hachanami Havi Loshen Zohar. We also find that it's Loshen Zohar because we have another pasuk which I didn't quote before, but it's a pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, okay, where it says Kol Oseh Bo Melacha. Kol Oseh Bo calls it Bo also. Or the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nunvav, that's in the Haftar for Tanya Tzibur. Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo, Loshon Zohar. So bottom line, Tosa says, let's not get excited. Sometimes we find Shabbos referred to in Loshon Zohar. Sometimes we find Shabbos referred to in Loshon Akeva, and everybody can be happy. And, it's not such a big stira. And that's why sometimes in the Torah, Shabbos is in Loshon Zohar. Sometimes Shabbos is in Loshon Akeva. Okay. The very interesting Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amar Aleph, also appears in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara says as follows in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tes Amar Aleph. Rabbi Chanina me'atev v'koya pandit me'alei Shabbata. Rabbi Chanina would dress himself up, Rashi says, there in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tes Amar Aleph, me'atev be'begadim no'i. He put on his finery, his best clothing, and he would wait on Erev Shabbos, and then when right before Shabbos arrived, Omar, bo v'neitze likra Shabbos hamalka. Hamalka. Let's go out and greet the Shabbos queen. Right? We've heard that expression before, the Shabbos queen. Boven etze likra Shabbos Hamalka. That's Rabbi Chanina. Then the Gemara goes on, Rabbi Yanai lovish money. Rabbi Yanai would put on his fine clothing, Malay Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos. The Omar, Boichala. We're familiar with that, of course. That's where the Python of Shlomo Aleiv Al-Kavitz got the phrase from that becomes part of the main refrain of Lecha Dodi, right? Boichala, Boichala. Okay, I mean, l'chodo likras kala, at the end, boy chala, that's from this Gemara. And therefore, both of these, Tanaim, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yanai, would wear their Shabbos finery on Erev Shabbos. And then when it came time, they would go greet, like we do in l'chodo, they would go greet the Shabbos queen or the kala. Now, those are both Moshe and Mekeva. So in this Gemara, Shabbos is compared or is addressed or presented in Loshon Nekeva as the queen, as a kala, as a bride. Okay. Now, the parallel Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Beis, the reason it's over there is the Gemara is talking about somebody who is running. Now, the Gemara has a whole discussion of somebody's running in the street and he bangs into somebody else, so he has to pay damages if there's damages, of course, and so on and so forth. But the Gemara discusses, but if he's running with permission, like on Erev Shabbos, when you're running out to greet the Shabbos, so then it's a different din. It's the same idea, though. Okay, bottom line for our purposes, that's why I'm only focused on Gemara and Shabbos. Kuvia Tesmanov, it says, Bo v'neitze likra Shabbos hamalka, that's Rabbi Chanina, and Bo ichala, that's Rabbi Yanai. Okay, now, so that, sort of treats Shabbos as an akeva, as a bride, as a queen. However, if you take a look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, what is covered Shabbos? Ezeu covered. He describes what's covered Shabbos, what's oneg Shabbos. Ezeu covered. Zeh shomer chachamim. Shemitzal adam lirchotz ponav yodav rago b'chamin b'erev Shabbos. It's proper to bathe in warm water, to clean yourself, to shower, to bathe in erev Shabbos. B'pnei kvod ha-Shabbos. Okay, that's considered covered Shabbos. Not for right now, but in the Vilna Gaon, the Bir Hagroa, in the end of Hilchos Yontif, Siman Tov Kuf Chav Tes, notes that the basic difference between covered Shabbos and oneg Shabbos is that covered Shabbos refers to things that you do on Friday in preparation for Shabbos. An oneg Shabbos is things you do to enjoy Shabbos on Shabbos. So things like getting the house ready and getting dressed and bathing and all this stuff that's undercovered Shabbos and eating delicious food and putting, you know, having the nicest utensil on the table, that's oneg Shabbos. Anyway, but that's what, getting back to this. So the Rambam mentions that's covered Shabbos, that the mitzvah to bathe yourself in warm water before Shabbos and so on. Misatef petzitzis, put on your nice garments and so on. Yoshid b'kovid rosh, umeichel lakbolas p'nei Shabbos. You should wait and be excited. You know, the Rambam is not necessarily in favor of the idea of, you know, getting off the bus 2 minutes before Lichtmenschen. You know, and then sometimes we have no choice in the wintertime and so on. But the Rambam doesn't like that. You know, he says that one should anticipate the arrival of Shabbos, set up your schedule such that you can wait a little bit before Shabbos. But what's, again, intriguing for us is the Rambam says, Kemo shu yotze likras hamelech. Is that interesting? He says, Kemo shu yotze likras hamelech. It doesn't say Malka. He says Melech. Even though the Gemara that we just saw in Shabbos Kufites and Bokama, Amar Beis, the Gemara says likras Malka, but the Rambam says likras hamelech. And then he writes, V'chachomim harishonim, the early scholars, they would get their Talmidim together. This is before the Mekubalim and Tzvat, okay? But see that? Very interesting. The Rambam calls it Shabbos HaMelech. The Magid Mishnah, on that Rambam, Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos Lachem Beis, the Magid Mishnah refers to the Gemara and Shabbos HaKuf Yutes, and Perek Kolkis, which you just saw, and Chanina and Abiana and so on. And there it says Likras Shabbos Malkis. So it's just interesting. The Rambam, for whatever the reason, changes the text. And even though the Gemara has an expression of Boi Chala and Likras Shabbos HaMalka, the Rambam says it's Likras Shabbos HaMelech. So that's an interesting, again, Lashon Zohar. So that's an interesting distinction or deviation that the Rambam makes. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, Simon Reish Samach Beis of Arachayim and Sid Gimel, he writes, Yilbash Begad of Hanoin, you should put on your finest clothing, you know, the Yismach Bebiyah Shabbos, you should rejoice, you know, in the arrival of Shabbos. Kiyotze Likras HaMelech. So he sort of uses the language of the Rambam. He says, Kiyotze Likras HaMelech. But then he writes, Ukiyotze Likras Choson V'Kala. So I guess the Mechaber maybe hedges his bets a little bit. He says, Choson and Kala. I don't know. You know what I mean? He says Melech, which is the Rambam's Nusuk, then he says Likras Choson V'Kala. And then he quotes the Gemara. Okay, the Mechanina Meate V'Koy V'Pandin Amale Shabbat or Boi Netze Likras Shabbat Malkasa V'Yani Boi Chala Boi Chala. So he quotes, he also refers to that the Gemara. On that passage of the Mechaber, the Mishmur writes, it's a Kot Nyud, B'Ksas Mekomos, in some places, no again lotzeis mebeis haknesses lazora. There are people who actually go out of the shul and into the courtyard of the shul. Those who have been to Tzfas for Shabbos, I think that's the meaning in many of the shuls there, and some shuls in Yerushalayim also. People actually go out of the shul. Okay, they walk into the courtyard. Okay, of the shul. That's the mishnah was calling it such a practice to walk into the courtyard. The courtyard and say, "Boy,
is that the minute to turn around by lechadodi?"
Oh, so that's what mishnah says. I remember anu nogin. Okay, that's our practice. Okay, so in the Mr. Bruce said that's the origin, right? Some people actually go out of the shul, he's quoting, but our practice, and I think that's the most standard practice around here, is that people turn around to the west. In other words, the west meaning, you know, the assumption is the shul's facing Mizrach, so, you know, the door's in the back. You turn around to the door, that's a different question. Do you turn to the, Yadavka turn to the west, or you turn to the door? Okay, that's another question. In other words, some say, okay, that's like the dignitaries coming to the room, so you turn to the door. Okay, and others say, no, Shadavka turned to the Marav, to the west, even though door to the west. That's what Moshe seems to say, because Shekhinah b'Marav, the Gemara says in one place, how we understand that. Shekhinah somehow rests more in the west, so we understand that. I think of salvation, thought you turned to where the door is. But anyway, but that's the same idea. Mishnah Berurah says that's the mocker for our practice when we say boy v'shalom. But in any event, the Mechaber also has that lashon. And then Mishnah Berurah ends with noagin lamod oz lasduk mishmakabel pnei adam gadol. That's lashon zohar, but I don't know if you can prove anything from that. I just want to point out in the so-called Frankel Rambam, you know, the edition of the Rambam produced by Reb Shapsi Frankel, which has in the back, among other things, they have a Sefer Mafteach in the back, which is very useful on every halacha of the Rambam. In the back, he tells you, you know, aside from the regular commentaries of the Rambam that are found on a page, and those say Caleb, many other comments of Rambam, so that he has on many, many, on all the halachas, many, many different, you know, places where this Rambam was discussed by one person or another. But he also has what's called Sefer HaLikutim, where he quotes, actually, from Svarim that are maybe not available as often. So here on that Rambam, Perek Lamed, Halacha Beis, he quotes in the Namuke Maharai, I'm not positive who that is, but he writes as follows, Bo Yimineitze Likos Shabbos HaMelech, Ayin B'Shulchan Aruch Orchayim Shem Reis Samu Beisiv Beis, and B'vur Likos Shabbos Malkosot. Then the Shulchan Aruch says Shabbos Malkos. You know, it's not the text we have, but it's certainly a text in the Gemara. But the text that we have in the Gemara is that Magen Mishnah quoted says what we have that it's not the one we have. It's Shabbos Malkos. We have the text Shabbos Malkos. But another text says Shabbos Malkos Loshen Zohar. Anyway, whichever it is, when he is daiti Yesh Lomar the Inyan Anim Shel Akala. What is compared to a female Loshen Akeba? That's Kedushas Shabbos Be'ez Brias Olam. Makes a distinction between Shabbos when it's first introduced to the world. There are no Jewish people. There are barely any people when Shabbos is introduced, right? And period, our center in Parshat Bereishis, Shabbos is introduced with the time of Brias Olam, Bechina Rishona, right? For first something in the morning of Ruchim. And that refers to the Kedushas of Shabbos. That's Nekeba. Okay, that's Loshen Nekeba. Aval Kesha Omdu Yisrael Har Sinai, when he told it for Hilchos Shabbos Zerosov, Oz Nikra Shabbos Hamelech. So originally, it's somehow it's a Malka, it's like a queen. That was when Shabbos was first presented. That took 20 dinim and so on. Once all the halachas were introduced, then it's like a king giving commandments. That's what I understand. A queen can also give commandments. I guess a king, it's more definitive or more common. So then it's called Shabbos Melech. Now he says, so he really doesn't distinguish between Melech and Malka, but it's between Kala and Melech. Okay. By my separation, Shabbos is like a kala, like a bride. It's accompanying, you know, it's the partner, so to speak, to man, if you will. So therefore, and that's why Gabi Kala, he says, lo shayach lotzeis likrosa. We don't find that there's a din to get up and go out and greet the kala. Kala's walking down the street. We don't find a minute, you know, that's why at the wedding, but a kala's walking down the street. You don't have to run out and greet her. Okay. There's no din to go out and greet a kala. However, by Melech, he produces many sources. Number of sources. He says, "Abba Gabi Melech, Matzina Beduchte Tuma, Shiotzim Kolben Emanili Kwaso." He refers to one Psachim, Daf Kuv Gimel Aleph, Moshe Melech Yotzim, Rechuz Nichnas, refers to a Melech going out, people going out in the street, people go and greet him, and so on. Hilchach, he says, "You Medaik, and that Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kuv Yotes, Rabbi Yanai, Omad Mekom of Omar Boy Chala, Boy Chala." Now he says, go back to that original Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuv Yotes. Okay, there, the first person quoted was Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai, just says, I'm sorry, the second one, Rabbi Yanai, simply stood there, right, lavish money, put on his good clothing, and Omar, Boi Chala, didn't go out anywhere, he said, Boi Chala, because there's no mitzvah to go greet a Kala. Ruchanina would go out, Bo Venetze, Likur Shabbos Hamalka. Right there, so when you're dealing with a queen or a king, it's different. So, again, he's not distinguishing Melech and Malka so much between Melech and Kala, all right? So, Rabbi Yanai, Omar, Mekoma, Boi Chala, Boi Chala. Keneged bechina rishona shenikwa kala, and Ruchanina Amar Bo Ivenetze Hainu keneged bechina sheni had nikwa melech Hainu kegirus Rabbeinu Magemishin and so on and so forth. Okay, so it's interesting. I think an interesting comment from this Likute or this Nimuke Marai, distinguishing between Friday night when Shabbos is more likened to a kala as opposed to Shabbos day. Again, he says the greeting was on Friday night also, but the status changed. That was when he doesn't correct myself. He's not distinguishing Friday night and Shabbos day. He's distinguishing between two different roles of Shabbos, or two different presentations of Shabbos. When Shabbos is presented here in our Seder in Bereishis, so then it's presented as a kala, okay? And hence sometimes Loshen Akeva, like a kala. On the other hand, once you had Mamad Har Sinai, then it's presented like Shabbos like a melech. So that accounts for the two different things. Again, he doesn't distinguish between Friday night and Shabbos day, but rather between Kala, Loshen Akeba, and Melech, Loshen Zohar, depending upon whether we're talking about Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis or the Shabbos of Har Sinai. Rav Elvel Soloveitchik and the Chidushe Maran Rabbi Yitzchak Zeva Levi is Chidushim on the Chumash, on the Pasuk and Parshas Yisro, when the Jewish people are being brought out to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you know, the long priest, not reading the whole thing inside, but I have it in front of me. He's reading. He says, there's a mitzvah to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, because B'nai Yisrael said, according to Medrash, Ritzoneinu Liros as Malkeinu. We want to see our king. Okay, so that's the case. A couple of dinim, you don't just walk up and see the king. There's a protocol. It's like with a, you know, we'll have the regular flesh and blood the king. You don't just walk up and say, hello, how are you? Right, there's a protocol. So the Bnei Yisrael wanted to see Ritzonin, the lyricist says Malkeinu, they wanted to see Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so there's a protocol. Right, there are certain dinim that come into effect. One is chibsusim losim, had to wash their garments and so on, prepare themselves accordingly, mikiyos and so on, and to greet the Shekhinah. And number two, they would have to be ready, prepare themselves. And he says, you know what it's like? Says the Briskara, it's like the dugmas mashma sinu rama perk lama michel shabbos lachabes yoshev bekovid rosh mechalak bolas pei shabbos kemoshi utzalukas hamelach the zehu kvodo shel melech. It's a respect for the king that people are waiting. In other words, he doesn't come there and all of a sudden everyone shows up. You get word that the king is coming, you get there first. And that's a covet for him that there's already a crowd there when he arrives. You follow? That's the idea. Okay? In other words, during Sukkot, I went to the Sukkot Beis Shoyu by the Munkach Rebbe. So, you know, he comes in the room, the people are already there. It's not that he shows up and all everyone comes in, right? Or a dignitary comes. You know, you have people there, they're waiting, and when he comes in, everyone stands up and so on. So that's what the Brisker Rav says over here, right? And the Rama, and he refers also to the Rama Perak Vav Hilchos Chovas called the test about the running and so on. You know, you want to be ready for Shabbos. You're supposed to sit there. That's what, again, the Rama doesn't like the idea of coming home 2 minutes before Shabbos. You should be waiting for Shabbos like greeting a king. That's what he says. Now, that's the covenant. And now, the Yitzhiyah, that's why it says the next pasuk there in Parashat Vayotze, Moshe Samli Kras Elokim. Moshe brought the people out. And he says, that's what it is. It's Dugmas, Bo V'Neitze Likra Shabbos Malkishon. Shekol Zemi Kavod HaMelech. All of this is part of Kavod HaMelech. So I think what emerges from the Brisker Rav's point over here is that, again, along the lines of what we saw from that Lakute Marai that the Shamsi Frankel quoted, you know, Shabbos is like a king, all right? And then you have to go out and greet him. There's also Jin by a collar. So Shabbos is both, all right? But Rabbi Skarov is talking about comparing Shabbos to Matan Torah. So apparently at Matan Torah, perhaps we can suggest the status of Shabbos changed from just a collar to a melech with the accompanying requirement to go out and greet, the king in the proper way. That's what emerges a little bit from this the Kute Maharai and from the Brisker Rav as well. Okay, now I wanted to mention that there's a sefer by Reb Reuven Margolius. Reb Reuven Margolius was a great Talmud Chacham in the early 1900s. One of these photographic memory people. He was in charge of a library and had access to all kinds of svarim. He knew all kinds of things about Peh, and he wrote many svarim a little off the beaten path. A svarim about Malachim, the names of Malachim. He has nicknames in Malachim, all kinds of different interesting nicknames in the Gemara, and a lot of different interesting svarim. Anyway, there's a sefer called Nefesh Chaya on Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim. That's a normal, regular type of sefer. So on that simon, the Shulchan Aruch we read before, simon Reis Tamach Beis in Siv Gimel, so he mentions that what's the girsa of the Magen Mishnah, Shabbos Malka, so on and so on. Okay, and he refers to Tosin Ksubas that we saw. And he has other psukim also, psukim from Navi, and he refers to some of the commentaries. Anyway, what he mentions is the following. He says, he says, you know, Shabbos, he sometimes in Shabbos, and all the different explanations we said before. So he says as follows, Ki lasher milas laila mishameshes gamkein loshen zoch v'loshen nekeva. The word laila can be both itself, can be loshen zoch and loshen nekeva. And again, it gives proof, you know, he begins proof, brings proof from this, a famous proof he brings. It's from a Mishnah that we all know, probably the first Mishnah any of us ever learned. Right? He wants to bring a proof that Lila, even though it's Lashon Nekeva, it ends with a comet, sometimes we'll say it Lashon Zohar. And his proof is from a Mishnah that we all know. We maybe first learned it not as a Mishnah. Manish Tana Halila Hazeh. Right? So you manish tana halayla hazos, right? What do you say? Manish tana halayla hazeh. That's a Mishnah. Psochem. Again, when we first learned it, we probably did not learn it as a Mishnah, but we all know that, right? So manish tana halayla hazeh. So anyway, he brings it right that sometimes it can be both. L'chein, k'shevo b'yachad leil Shabbos, oz mishamish loshen nekeva. So he says, on leil Shabbos, use loshen nekeva. And he says, l'chein nitba b'arvish shel Shabbos b'yonuchu v'ah. That's why in the bracha, we started the shiur with, in a text right before the bracha of bracha to Hashem HaKadosh Shabbos, we say, v'yonuchu v'ah Yisrael. We refer to Shabbos loshen nekeva. Okay, loshen nekeva. Aval yom, but during the day, okay, Lila can be loshen zacha, but it calls me loshen nekeva. So at night, we say, we're talking about Shabbos, we're talking about Shabbos night, right? V'yonuchu v'ah, we're talking about right now, when it's Shabbos night, says Ruah Margolis. Right, so therefore, it's proper to say v'yonuchu v'ah on Friday night, because what we're talking about? We're talking about Shabbos, what part of Shabbos? Part of Shabbos is right now, nighttime, okay? Aval yom, loshen zacha, but day, the word yom is loshen zacha. Yom Shabbos have a loshen zocher, okay, and therefore on Shabbos, we Shabbos day, both Shacharis and Musaf, we say Yonuchu Vo, okay, because we're talking about Shabbos. Yeah, which aspect of Shabbos today? Yom. So therefore, Yom is loshen zocher. That's the way he presents. And then he mentions Kolam Yachad Betilas Mincha Yonuchu Vom. Okay, and your first something else, which we'll see a little bit later. He says the Mincha, we kind of lump them all together. But anyway, Reuven Margolis mentions that this distinction between Loshen Zocher and Loshen Nekeva is a function of whether it's Lila or Yom. So he's not talking about Melech or Malka, that was a different approach. But he says that has to do with Loshen Zocher and Loshen Nekeva. Are we talking about Lila? Lila is Loshen Nekeva. Hagam that sometimes Lila is also Loshen Zocher, but it's also Loshen Nekeva. Yom is always only Loshen Zocher, and therefore Shabbos day, we say Yonuchu Vo. Then he just alluded to Mincha, we'll have to come back to Mincha. That's what he says. The Reuven Margolis. Now, the tour in Siman Reish Tzadi Beis of Archaim in the laws of Tfilas Mincha writes as follows: Mincha and Shabbos writes Isa b'Medrash Gimel Me'idin Zel Zeh. Okay, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael v'Shabbos. Three entities sort of testify one about the other, or two of them about the third. Okay, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael and the Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael on Shabbos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Me'idim on Shabbos Yom Menucha. Okay, that's the Jews and the Yisrael are made him testify about Shabbos. Yisrael of Shabbos made the Kodesh Baruch Hu show Echad. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shabbos made the Yisrael show Yechidim Be'umos. Now, Pizeh Niskan, that's why at Mincha we say Ato Echad, Yishimcha Echad, and so on. Now, okay, that's an interesting idea. All right, but now more relevant to us. The tour goes on. This is again our Chaim Shem Reish Tzadi Beis. U'mashatikno B'Shabbos Gimel in Yonei Tfilos. How come, forget about that wrap-up phrase that we're talking about now, v'yanuchu v'o, v'yanuchu v'o, v'yanuchu v'am, but the Shemoneh Esrei, as we point out before, is different on Shabbos. It very will leave Musaf out of the picture, because Musaf always on its own 2 feet. Musaf stands differently, because Musaf is about Karbonis and so on, with the Karbon Musaf. We'll leave Musaf out. But the other three tefillahs of Shabbos, we just went through Sukkot, right? We just finished Yontif. So Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, and Yontif, is all the same Shemoneh Esrei. Right? In fact, they're printed together. You look in the back of the city. Musaf is different. Again, Musaf is on its own because it has to do with the Karbon Musaf. But the other three tefillahs of the Shalosh Regalim, okay, does not change from Maariv to Musaf to Mincha, except the Musaf Shabbos. No, I'm sorry, Maariv to Shachris to Mincha. Musaf Shabbos have to sneak in with Todienu. But other than that, it's the same Shemoneh Esrei, right? It's the same Shemoneh Esrei on Yontif, not so on Shabbos. And that's what the tour is wondering about over here. And we have three different tefillahs. Ato Kiddushta on Friday night, Yismach Moshe on Shabbos morning, and Ato Echad on Shabbos day. Uyom Tilo Tikna La'achas, Ato B'chartano. Why? Mipnei She'elu Gimel Tefillahs, writes the Torah. These three tefillahs of Shabbos, Tiknum Keneged Gimel Shabbosos. They correspond to three different Shabboses, three different aspects of Shabbos, if you will. Ato Kiddushta Keneged Shabbos Bereshis. Friday night Shemoneh Esrei, Ato Kiddushta, is talking about Shabbos Bereshis. And indeed, he says, Kimo Shemochik Mitocho, when we quote the Pesukim we quote is Vayichulu. Right? It's from our Sedra, right? Friday night Shemoneh Esrei quotes Vayichulu. It's talking about the original Shabbos. Ato Kiddushta Moshiach Shemecha, Tachlis Maisi Shemayim Oretz. It's the conclusion of the creation of the Bris Olam. Okay? And we quote the Pesukim Vayichulu. Right? Yismach Moshe, Keneged Shabbos Shemat and Torah. During the day, daytime, Shachris Shemoneh Esrei talks about the Shabbos of Matan Torah, not about Breishis anymore. Yismach Moshe about Atchalka, right? Talking about Moshe, the one who delivers the Torah. Ushnei Luchos Avanim Harbiyo. I told him they're giving the Luchos, Matan Torah. Okay? I would quote the Pesukim of Shama, which is not in the Dibros. The question, perhaps we should have quoted the Pesukim of Zohar, Shama, Shabbos, Akash. Okay, whatever reason, quote Rishama, not for now. The bottom line, it's the Shabbos of Matan Torah. And then, the Ato Echad Kenega Shabbos Shal Osid. That's referring, says the Torah, the Shabbos Mincha Shema Nesrei, is referring to Osid Lavo. Ato Echad Shinuch HaMikam, you know, talk about Avram Yoga, Yitzhak, Ani Yag, Manucho, it's talking the future. Right, it's a Shabbos of Olam Havah, Shabbos of future. So that's why we have three different Shmon Esrei, okay, three different texts of the Shmon Esrei. On this tour in Or Chaim, the Beis Yosef says that it's proper, he quotes from Shmuel, like it, it's proper, because of Olam, Yom Menucha Ugdush Olam Chonasata, Mincha, you should say, Yom Menucha Ugdush Olam Chonasata. Why? Because later on, you're going to say, Yonuchu Vo Loshon Zohar. Okay, so we're gonna, if you say menucha kedusha la'am chonasata menucha kedusha lashon nekeva, therefore you say anuchu vach on the day, but to mention the word yom, which is day, so that explains that's why you should say, yom menucha kedusha la'am chonasata. What you do say because you're gonna say vo. He doesn't say anything though about saying vom, but this fits in. We said before that any time during Shabbos day. With the emphasis on Yom HaShabbos, Yom is Loshon Zohar, so therefore you say Loshon Zohar Yenuchu Vo. He doesn't make any distinction. He says, he's talking about Mincha. Again, he doesn't speak about Vom at all, but he say Vo at Mincha. Whereas Friday night you say Vo because it's Lila, Lila is Loshon Nekeva. In the newer editions of the Torah, they have Chidush Meralach, okay, Vahagos. So he writes in Vahagos on the Torah in Oshei. He writes, okay, he says, no, maybe it's just talking about Shabbos. Bo is not talking about Menucha. Bo is talking about Shabbos, which we already said can be Lashon Zohar, and therefore we don't have to add the word Yom. Okay, just a side point. But that's the that's an important thing from the Torah. The Taz, in that same soon rate time in Tzadi Beis, the Cotton Beis, he says, Abbas Yosef, hey, the Beshem, Shibola Lekin. The nusuku nusu yom menucha gudam was not a kach v'alam shem b'sof haloshen omi yenuchu vo loshen zohar u'mishayin omi yom menucha sarach yenuchu vo loshen nekeva shekal loshen shomah loshen nekeva. Fine, okay. Now he says, Pirish, the shame shall Shabbos loshen nekeva torkom shomah Shabbos he v'yom loshen zohar al kain b'mokam shomah iskar yom yishlom yenuchu vo. So he says, if you don't say the word yom, you just say the word Shabbos, you say vo. When you say Vo, you should also say the word Yom. And at first, that tells us in Ksubas. So he said the proper thing is, therefore, to say Yanuchu Vo when referring to Shabbos alone. Yanuchu Vo, when you quote Yom HaShabbos, Yom Shabbos, then you'll say Vo. But he said you have to say Yom. Okay, now, where does Vom come in? So we say Vo, I'm going to go over again. We say Yanuchu Vo on Friday night. We're talking about Lila, Lila's Lashon Nekeva Friday night. We say Vo during Shabbos day, because during the day, perhaps according to them, you have to add the word Yom, okay, to the text. So it's clearly talking about the day. But where does the Vom come from? So the Mogad Avram, it's in Reish Samaches, of our Chaim Siv Kotten Gimel, writes, Minig Lomar Belel Shabbos Yenuchu Ba, Vayom Yenuchu Ba, Minichav Yenuchu Vom. So he has a Minig to say Vom, to change it at Mincha. We saw before there was no chilik between Shachris. On the one hand, the Mincha, on the other hand, again, it's during the day, it's during the Yom, so you say Vom. But the Rav quotes this Minig to say Vom at Mincha. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his commentary on the Torah called Mor Uktzia, that same Sim Reish Samaches, quotes this Mogad Avram, and he writes, Ein Kach B'Kisvei Ari. So Mogad Avram often brought in some of the Kabbalistic points. Mogad Avram, you know, did not, I think I mentioned this in the past, Mogad Avram, it would appear, did not write his commentary with intent to be published. These were his notes on the side of the page, you know, in the Shulchan Aruch. So anyway, he frequently brings in it, there's something from the Zohar, from another source, you know, in Kabbalistic literature, and he brings that to bear. But anyway, here, though, where Yaakov Emden writes, Ein b'kisvei arizal, ein hefresh b'shtei tzilsiyom, shom b'hem yanuchu vo b'shtove. Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes, that the Arizal did not make such a distinction. Even though Mogad Avraham quotes it, it seems to be perhaps referring to Kabbalistic sources. Nonetheless, Mogad Avraham says to say Yenuchu Vo, Friday night, Yenuchu Vo, Shabbos morning, Yenuchu Vom, Shabbos afternoon. The Mor Ksiyah points out we don't find anywhere in the Arizal's writing. However, in the Ha'aris to the Mor Ksiyah there, that same simulation, because in Ha'aris number two, he quotes that, firstly, he says to look in the Siddur. We have a Siddur from Yaakov Emden as well. Mor Ksiyah is his comment on the Torah or Chaim. We have a Siddur of Yaakov Emden. He said his Siddur, Shmonasoi, the Arvish of Shabbos, the Shachar is the Shabbos. Right, he says, I'll be sold, some Kabbalistic thing, a Lila, you say Bo, and Bo is the day you say Bo, or perhaps some of the reasons you said before. But he says that although the recommended writes here that the Arizal did not make a distinction between chakras and one hand and Munich on the other hand and change it, he said Bo all the time. He refers to the Chidor. The Chidor is in the Machzik Brocha, there in Orachaim, Shemreis, Hamaches, Zibkot, and Zayim. He quotes from the Shor Kesedola, so on other Svarim, that Ba'arvis Yenuchu Vav, B'Shachas Ol, Mincha Vav. Be'avi Barachon, he quotes the Mor Ksiyah. He says, the Arizal doesn't make this. However, he says, and the Sefer Kavanos, who's going to say Kal? And the Sefer Kavanos, M'chaim Vital, the principal of Talmud Arizal, also doesn't make this distinction at all. Okay, but Gura Arizal, Tzal, Kimo Amin, B'chaz, and so on, but other Talmudim of the Arizal, did have it, and then they justified it on the Kabbalistic sources, the secret sources, and so on. And that's what it says in the Mishnah Chassidim, it says, and various other Rabbanim who follow the Arizal, and they dafka hold that you say, Va, at Minchav, admire Rab, Yenuchu Va, at Shachris, and Yenuchu Vam, at Mincha. Okay, so again, you have different practices. That's how the Chidor summarize it. Yeah. Just to look at a couple of other sources that are relevant to this, the Shiltas, the Tziv, in the Shiltas, this is in Parshas Yisro, Shilta Nun Dala, talking about Shabbos. He points out also, this is in Os, let's see, it's Os Alam, it's a long Os. About a third of the way through, I don't know. Anyway, he says, he talks about a Kiddush, that the Kiddush of Lila takes precedence over the Kiddush of, I'm sorry, the Kiddush of Lila is secondary to the Kiddush of Day. They think that Lila is different than Day, and therefore Lila is Lashon Nekeva, and Day, which is the more prominent, is Lashon Zohar. All right. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to mention some of these points as well. There's a Siddur. The Siddur called, before I get to this, Otsat Tfilos. I'll read it now. The Siddur Otsat Tfilos, which is a Siddur with Perushim and so on. So on Tfilos Minchal Shabbos, in the Iyun Tfilos section, the Umasal Kerala Kassani writes as follows. Kosovang Abram, Prime Simre Shem Chesakor, Gimel Mashem, O Shabbos, Minig Lomar, Belo Shabbos, Yenuchu Vo, Yom Yenuchu Vo, Minchal Yenuchu Vo. Ze Alpia Kabbalah, Kibakol Kisvak Kodesh Shabbos, Hoshin Kema, I know we spoke about that already. And he recommends if you want to do it, if you want to be able to the Kabbalistic thing, then you have to say the word Yom before, like you mentioned before. But then he mentions something else. So what about if you have Mincha? And we said Mincha, you say Vom. So now let's think of the phrase. Okay. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos is singular. Yenuchu Vom. Now, it can go either Vo or Vo makes sense. It's in Loshen Yochid. So it says, Shabbos Kodshecha. All right, Shabbos will be either Vo or Vo, maybe like we said before. It's referring to the Malka, or referring to the Melech, or it's referring to Friday night when it was the Maisa Bereishis Shabbos, as opposed to the Matan Torah Shabbos, all different distinctions we mentioned. But bottom line is we understand either Vo or Vo. But when you say Vom, Vom is plural. How is Shabbos in plural? So the Ian Tfila writes over here, Harote Lotzi Ama Kabbalah Idea Losh Maduk, Yosef Betfilas Haboker, Tfilas Tevas Yom. First of all, he says you want to be Yotz everything, so add the word Yom. Yom Shabbos Kachek in the morning, so it's clear that the word Vo is modifying the Yom, Kadosh and Zohar. All right, that's what he recommends you want to do it. But he says it was Sweat Taimanim, or Rama or Khosla Shabbos Shabsos Kodshecha. Yanuchu Vam. It's proper to change the text to Shabsos. Achilena Shalkena Ba'aba Verotzon Shabsos Kodshach in the plural. Shabsos, many Shabbos. Oh, the plural. So then it makes sense of Yanuchu Vam. So he recommends that change. Okay. Although he says that it should say Bohen. All right. Anyway, so that's in terms of Yanuchu Vam, and he mentions, you know, changing the text accordingly. Otherwise, it looks funny. You're going to say Shabbos, and you know, you're going to say Vam. You only mentioned Shabbos once. So what's going on? All right. So that's in terms of that. If you look in the Sefer Nefesh Harav from Rav Shechter, okay. So in the Likuta, the first Sefer you put out from the Rav, in the Likuta about the Rav, not from the Rav. In the Likuta and Hoggis section, on page Kuf Samach Hay, where did you say? He writes, "Betfilas Shabbos, Haminag Lomer Beleil Shabbos Yinuchuva, Bishachzos Yinuchuva, Sosmim Yinuchuva." Okay, Rabbeinu Noag Lomer Lemincha Benchayim Shenu Shabbosos Kodesha. The Rav would take a say, "Vanchiyana Makshen Shema Kena Be'Av Arutzam Shabbosos Kodesha Yinuchu Dimlokein." Ain't a lost not feel call mashmal so people. Otherwise, so you're switching a person from single to plural, actually from plural to singular. How does it work? Doesn't make any sense. Okay, and he writes v'cheinu nusach malatanya v'ayim b'sidur atzilus, which we saw. But then he says something else. That's in terms of the halacha. Later on in the sefer, when he goes to each sedron and has a maracha, or at least a bar from the rav on each sedron. So let's get that out here. Page Resh, page Beis. Yeah. So here he mentions some Kabbalistic point. He says, "B'Shabbos, we yom to botzi alechem mishnah zechelamon." Fine. Kenisu Gemara. Fine. Shabbaleil Shabbos botzi hatachtona. Quotes the practice. You have two rolls. You put one on top of the other to say the bracha. Which one do you cut? So on Friday night, the minute you cut the bottom one. Okay, cut the bottom one. All right, if it helps you remember it, it's a double portion of one. You cut the portion of one that came down first. Okay, that's fine. However you remember it. But the bottom line is you cut the bottom one. Abu Yom Shabbos, on Shabbos day, Botzea al Yona. Batam o Dacha Kabbalah. Umasha Kosum is Ehu. The Leil Shabbos, who Machina Sirus Malchus. And this gets into esoteric stuff about Kabbalah, different seven different spheres in the world. So the lowest one, the one that's closest to the earth, because the world is Malchus. Okay. So Friday night, somehow, that's when Malchus reigns. Gemara said, you know, all the different mazals are out for different periods of time in the season. Anyway, so Friday night is Malchus. Okay. I lost my place for a moment. There it is. Okay. Leil Shabbos Chesir is Malchus. Asher Tachtona Mizan Asher, the lowest one closest to earth. It goes up. So Shabbos morning, the sixth sphere, Yisod, is the more important one. Here's all Kabbalistic comments. And he says, therefore, Mogarbom quotes, Leil Shabbos, you say the Yanuchu Vah, because that's Malchus, Lashon Nekeva. Friday night is the Mechin of Malchus, Lashon Nekeva, therefore you say Vah. Okay? But by Shabbos day, when Yisod is taken over, which is Lashon Zohar, then you say Yanuchu Vam. And then Mincha, when it's Tiferes, we have a blend of everything together. Then it's Yanuchu Vam. Leil Shabbos, Vichin is Malchus, or Malchus, Loshen Kevam. Okay. Yom Shabbos, Vichin is Yisod, Loshen Zohar. Okay. And, the other one is Tiferes, the Yanuchu Vam, is everything blending together. It's interesting. So Shabbos, you have the spheres, you know, again, there's all Kabbalistic points, but our tefillah kind of corresponds to that. He also mentions, okay, so that's what Lashon Zohar. Good. So that's what Shach says in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav. That was the Likutim Parashat B'Shalah. Bottom line is, therefore, that we have different texts. And the truth of the matter is, Rosh Hashanah goes on to explain, that's why on Shabbos morning by the Chassidim, right, the most chashuv ali is Shishi. Everyone wants to get Shishi. By most Ashkenazim, the Yekizim, and the Mizrahim, Shlishi. why Shlishi? So Shlishi, you understand why it's most important. The first, you know, the first Aliyah that you don't have to be a Kohen or Levi to get. Right? When I told a guy who, you know, was you know, the Kohen or Levi, so then they get the first two Aliyahs. But after Kohen or Levi, then you have a the most prominent among the Israelim is the one who gets Shlishi. Right? But the Chassidim, the Rebbe Aliyah, and the son of the one that's Shishi. Why Shishi? And they can exceed him into the series and there is all so on. And since Shabbos morning is you sowed is the sixth of the series. Okay, so therefore it's sixth of the series. She's the more important aliyah Shishi. Okay? And he also explains that's why we cut the bottom challah. Bottom challah is Malchus, which is the lowest of the series. That's we cut the bottom challah Friday night, and on Shabbos day we cut the one right above it. That's Yisod. Also Lush and the Cave, and the Cave of there's a husband and wife relationship. The cable is at the bottom. Passive. Okay. So a number of these different Ramazim.
What's interesting is that the Tochacha occurs twice in the Torah and Bechukosai. It's the Shlishi Aliyah. And in Kisavo, it's the Shishi Aliyah.
Well, that's to put people in their place. Okay. That's a guy bought all the Shishis. Good. You got the Tocha. Okay. Interesting. Just to finish up, so Rav Adi Yosef has a tshuva about this subject in Yichus Yichavadas Chelak Hey Simon Lamed. So he says, "Im betilas mincha shel Shabbos nachon yosalom vayiruchu vo biyiruchu vo biyiruchu vam." So he quotes the different hagim and some of the makaros that we saw in the various other makaros. Okay, Yaakov Emden. Yeah, we're already up. Maybe we mentioned most of these points already. Yeah, so at the end, he says that some of the Siddurim do switch it to Vam, some don't. Okay. He says at the end, I'll call Panama Komodim, Shakdushoshi, all like Dushal, fine. Okay. David said, Yanuku Vo. All right. So that Sikum, here it is. Okay, he says you want to say Yanuchu Vavam at Mincha, as many do. You certainly have what to rely on. However, he says if you do, Tzrichim Lomar v'Hanchilas Shem Shabsos Kodesh Yanuchu Vavam. Then you have to say Shabsos. I think in the art school has like Nusach Acher. No, that's like an asterisk. It tells you another Nusach Shabsos. Anyway, he says you say Shabsos. Otherwise, you say it doesn't make any sense. You know it doesn't make any sense. So therefore, you should properly change it, okay, to Shabsos HaKadosh Yanuchu Vavam. Yeah, because, you want to make sure that the language makes sense. You would change Vav, Vav, and Vav, but Vav is plural, so you should say a plural word before. I just want to end off by pointing out something that I think is interesting. Anyway, Shabbos meals, we have three Shabbos meals, right? So there's a paragraph from the Zohar that's traditionally recited before the Zmiris at each one of the meals. I say traditionally, it's only in some circles, except for Shalosh Shudas. Shalosh Shudas, it's recited, widely recited. That's the paragraph of Askinas Udasa. Askinas Udasa, you know, Askinas Udasa, Hashem is HaKadosh. We say it in Mincha, Shalosh Shudas. Anyway, but there's an Askinas Udasa at the beginning of every tefillah, every Tikkun Shabbos, and so on. So every tefillah had a Askinas Udasa introduce it, but the text slightly varied. So on Friday night, the text is Askinas Udasa and Rusa. I prepared the meal, you know, which proclaims my belief in Hashem, Shlemos Achedmas, okay, the Malka Kadisha, okay. Askinas Udasa the Malka, Dohi Sudasa the Chakal Tapuchin Kadisha. This here meal, Friday night with him, is the meal of Chakal Tapuchin Kadisha, literally the field of the holy apples, you know, that means the Kabbalistic comment of, you know, go out to the field, and tachas atapuach articha, the various things about tapuach. But anyway, it may not be an apple. Whatever it means is the chakal tapuach in kadishin. That has its roots when Yitzchak, Yaakov came disguised as Esav. So Yitzchak suspected something, the voice didn't match, he felt him, and he said, Rei reach sada, reach benika reach sada shem berach Hashem. Right, it's a sweet to smell and so on. So he was able to, at the smell of the Gan Eden, whatever it is. But it says on Askinas Udasa on Friday night, Askinas Udasa the Malka. OK, Okay, I've set up the meal of the, you know, of the Malka, the king. Okay, that's on Friday night. But the point is, Doi Sudosa, this is the meal, the Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin. The commentators explain, Bechinas Malchus. Friday night is time of Malchus. I had said before. Therefore, we refer to that as Kizudosa, or the time of Malchus. That is a Skinas Udosa Shabbos morning as well. The text is almost exactly the same, okay, with one important difference. It says, not Chakal Tapuchin Kadisha, but Atika Kadisha. Atika Kadisha, says the Kassidic commentaries here, is referring to the Atika Kadisha, the Shabachinas HaKesan equals Azokin HaKodosh. Azokin HaKodosh. Okay, it's referring somehow to the crown of some sort and so on. So that's another distinction. And finally, Shalashudas, the Nusuch for Shalashudas is Askin Zilasma Zedra, Doi Sudasa, the Zair Anpin. Zair Anpin is a small. Hashem is small, but it means it combines everything. So the Friday night Askinas Udasa refers to Chakat Abuchadish, which is Malchus, which is Nekeva. Daytime, it's Atika Kadisha. Atika Kadisha refers to Loshen Zohar, okay? And Mincha, Shal Shudas, Mincha time, it's, we say all three of them, okay? Zeran Pin, Atika Kadisha and Chakat Abu Kadisha. In any event, these are some of the distinctions that, when we're talking about it, what we're talking about, comparing it to Melech or Malka or Kala, are we comparing it to actual, are we saying, you know, that they're referring to Shabbos and otherwise you put in the word Yom, we should say the word Shabsos in the plural because, you know, Chuvam, all these distinctions we made, but bottom line is the widespread meaning is to make that change. And Friday night to save Yanu Chuvah, Shabbos morning, Musa say Yanuchu Vav, and Mincha to say Yanuchu Vav, when you have a Mizug, a Tiferes, a combination of everything, all the positive meters. Okay, we'll stop over here. I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Hopefully, I'll have sheets back next week. So hopefully.
Shabbat Shalom.
Good Shabbos. Thank you. Shabbos.